Hi there. Happy Sunday, and welcome to Enter the Light. I'm Lynn Bleasdale, and I'm here with a beautiful team, Linda Irwin, Tony Jorgensen, and Jessica Marie Tatro, coming through with Jaden. We have the topic. It's not really a topic, but we're wondering what everyone's reading, listening to, watching. What books are you learning from right now, or the movies, or the shows, the podcasts? And if you guys don't mind, I'm going to lead off, because the thing that inspired this this topic was I watched Escaping Twin Flames on Netflix. Has anybody watched that?
Mm-mm. No.
Okay. If you get Netflix, it's quite a frightening. It just made the hair on my arm stand up. I'm like, oh my God, I couldn't believe. These people have taken, they've made almost like a patchwork quilt out of random spiritual truths, patched it together, and they've used it to manipulate people, to exploit them. They're exploiting one of the most basic human needs, the need for connection.
Wow.
And I can't even begin to describe it, but it blew my tiny mind. And if you get a chance, do watch it. Be prepared to go grrr, because it's an absolute misuse of the spiritual energy. You know, it's meant it's meant to give life. And this is a completely life annulling or canceling energy. These people, well, we were just talking about this before the show started. Mm-hmm. About the material aspect of work, right? People that are just in it for the money. And when I saw this dude bragging about his, I can't remember, it was like a Lamborghini or something like that, and going, it just, I wanted a barf bucket, you know, next to me, because it was like so revolting to watch these people just using others to gain from. If you're in for a good horror show, absolutely true, though. Yeah, Escaping Twin Flames. Like, they're using the concept of twin flames to badly misusing it. And it blew me away. But anyway, the bummers stuff aside, I'm just going to run this around the table and see what everybody has to share, what books or movies, shows, podcasts inspiring you spiritually. Anybody want to go ahead?
I can go.
Mm-hmm.
What I've been really enjoying lately, it's just me personally, but I don't watch the news just because it's just, there's so much. Usually, you know, if there's something I need to know, I'm sure I'll find out. You know what I mean? That's my mentality about it. And what I really like to just consume myself with is, you know, positive and uplifting things. I really like the Next Soul Level podcast with Alex. I love the Jeff Mara podcast as well. He talks a lot about NDEs and near-death experiences, and I always found that fascinating. I mean, I'll just admit it. Ever since Jaden went home, I just, you know, like a lot of us, when one of our loved ones, you know, someone close to us goes home, sometimes we, you know, take an interest and really dive into what it's all about, you know, to gain the knowledge and understanding. And I'm about 12 years in. I mean, I really like to fill my time and my space with just learning about uplifting things. The Next Soul Level podcast is one I listen to. The Jeff Mara podcast is one I listen to. And as far as spiritual teachers, there's one I do really like and resonate a lot with, and that's Pamela Aralin. And I've been watching her for a few years, and I really, really like her. So shout out to Pamela Aralin as well. That's pretty much, you know, I don't, I can't do scary movies, I think, because I just, You know, every time my kids are like, let's watch a Halloween movie, I'm like, I don't know. Yeah. I just, I used to be able to when I was younger. I just can't handle it anymore. I think that honestly does have to do with a vibrational shift within yourself as well. I just can't handle it anymore. So, that's what I really like to do and how I like to teach myself and practice mediumship and psychic work. I wanted to give you guys a really cool tip, too.
Yeah.
If you guys are ever practicing mediumship or, you know, your psychic work, what I like to do, and this might be silly, but I found this really, really helpful. I would go to, like, you know, some crime TV, like, shows or, like, Missing Child or, you know, some sort of crime show that begins to tell you about what's going on without telling you, you know, it comes at the very end where they tell you what has happened. So before it even gets to that point, I'll usually pause it. I'll tap in with, you know, myself, my divine team, and I'll start picking up how this is going to end before I finish watching it. And I'm not kidding you guys, about 8 times out of 10, I did really well. And it's a really cool way to, like, kind of exercise your mediumship abilities and psychic abilities. I know that's not the topic, but I really wanted to share that.
Oh, yeah,
no,
the topic
is
very
right.
Elastic. Yeah.
That's what I do, Jessica. I do that all the time.
Oh, neat.
On Friday, and Saturday. Because I don't like to watch TV either, but I really like solving crimes like that, and it does help.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it does.
Knowledge.
It really does.
Yeah.
Again, that can be...
That
can be hard on your energy, too, though. I remember trying to... I was helping Jan Drake-Bakke with the Madeline McCann case, and it made me physically... Yeah, I got physically ill, and I realized there's some things I'm not... Either I'm not ready or can't do them yet, whatever, but if you can handle that.
Yeah.
I just wanted to add something to Jessica's segment. I wanted to give out a shout out to our friend Camille Dan and Jessica Jaden in Gathering at the Doorway. Jessica and Jaden have a segment in that book. It's
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. Yeah, and it's so Sarah, carry on, guys. This is interesting stuff.
Yeah, so I
thank you.
So I've been listening. Well, I don't really listen, but she's got quick tips all the time. Her name is Sheila Wright, and she's from England. And I believe Marianne's friend, but I kind of listen to what she does. She does a lot like what Jessica was talking about. Teaches you how to keep sharp or to explore your gifts even better, because everybody's got them. So, you know, she kind of trained you how to do that. So that's who I've been listening to. But it's funny because I was talking to Linda and you guys before we went on air, and one of the questions that she said was, how do you like to sharpen, or do you, people that dream and have vivid dreams, how do you go through, you know, get through those dreams? I'm trying to make sense. But anyway, I told her that I like to travel through the astral with my friend Linda, is how I get to where I'm going and talk to people. And it's kind of funny because she talks about how different people sharpen their intuition and get with their spirit guides and how they travel. You know, whether it's through dreams or through space or however you do it. So that's what I've been working on because of Linda.
I think you and Linda were needed to meet. You know, I remember having a sense of excitement, like, oh, I really want to introduce these people to each other. And then you did. And that was cool. I love that feeling.
It's really cool.
Yeah. When you want to.
And, the other one I've been looking at, and it was also on Netflix. Do you ever watch Tyler Henry?
Oh, yeah. Anybody? He's on Netflix, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's pretty
good.
Yeah,
he's good.
I like him.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
I like that he's not a perfect individual. Like he has his bumbling moments and it just, he laughs now. And that's a good thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Linda.
That's my two cents. Thank
you.
Oh,
yeah. No, I think you're probably going to remember a whole bunch more as we go because it's endless. But what's inspiring you, Linda, these days?
Well, first of all, let me add on to what Jessica said earlier. I'm not sure people know about the Lewiston, Moscow, Idaho murder case that happened a year ago.
Oh, yeah.
Four college students. Okay. Well, they didn't know or didn't present who they thought was responsible for it, and it was in December. I was watching Crime and Law Network, and they had all these photographs of all these people that had been hanging around that house where they were. And I saw a picture of Brian Koberger, and I immediately, my blood went cold. It was like, he's him.
Wow.
That's who they ended up arresting.
I've been working on that case with Dan, and my blood ran cold also on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But as far as what I like to listen to or read, Coast to Coast AM. That's on my mountain time, 11 p.m. to 5 a.m. I don't listen to the whole thing, but they have amazing topics on there, everything from E.T. to near-death experience to mediumship to haunted houses to you name it, they have it. And they have people that call in with some of the most amazing experiences as well. Very enjoyable show. And as for reading, my favorite author is my friend Alex Exum, E-X-U-M. He's on Amazon. You can buy his books on Kindle. He has a lot of books that relate to empowerment, you know, getting away from the matrix, as it were. Also, death experience, what's beyond the veil, what many religious teachers have taught about what life after death is. You should check him out. I've got all of his books, by the way. But he's
Excellent.
Alex X, E-X-U-M. And he's on Amazon. Look up his Kindle books.
X. Can you spell that last name one more time? I'm sorry.
E-X-U-M.
Exum. Okay, got it. Yeah, and it's George Noory who's on Coast to Coast AM, right? He's
right,
the
right.
Guy? Yeah, okay. Cool.
Yeah, Art Bell has passed on, so.
Yeah, I'm seeing a picture of him. Right on. Wow.
Very cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Right now I'm reading a book called Braiding Sweetgrass. Mm. And it's about indigenous wisdom, scientific knowledge, and the teaching of plants. It's a real, it reminds us how far from our roots that we've come as, well, the matrix, you know. It's like we cannot work against nature anymore. And this is such a sweet, sweet book. It's by Robin Wall Kimmerer. And it just talks about the wisdom of the earth, what the natural world offers us. And it's hard to describe the book. It's almost like a philosophy book, but it's also a practical guide as well. So it's a wonderful thing. And the other thing I've got going is The Art of Peace by Morihei Ueshiba. And I hope I didn't mangle that name.
What was that again? The Art of Peace.
Yeah. It's one of the strangest shows I loved. I've never been into zombies, but I watched The Walking Dead. And I absolutely fell in love with the show. I kind of tended to start fast forward it through the zombie brain stabbing scenes because, you know, it's like you can only stab so many zombies before you get tired of it. But it's a very character-driven show, and it's absolutely fabulous. And there's a section where one of the characters ends up with an Aikido teacher, and this is the book that the Aikido teacher gives him, and along with his training. And Aikido, there's a literal translation of it. Of course, I can't find it right now, but Aikido literally translates to the art of peace, and it's about living nonviolently in the world, finding other ways to work with the energy. And it's a beautiful thing. I use it like the Ching, and I just open it, and I ask for what I need to read that day. And sure enough, it shows up, whatever it may be. It's exactly what I need at that time. So it's a neat thing that anyone can do. There's the old standards. They all kind of, like I think James von Prague is one of our old go-to guys, Wayne Dyer, Neil Donald Walsh. Who else? You know what I mean? In that kind of... John Edward, absolutely. Yeah. Eckhart Tolle. They're not exactly the pioneers, but they're sort of one of the first armies of spiritual awakeners. And I will always and ever forever be grateful to James von Prague, because his community popped up when I was going through one of the most challenging obstacles of my life. It doesn't matter what happened, because everyone goes through something like that. But I was looking desperately for help, and that popped up. And who was in that community but our own Linda Irwin, who has proven to be a mentor and a teacher. And yeah, so gratitude for all that. Thank you so much.
Chuck, ma'am, weren't nothing.
Well, I remember you were funny and wise, and like, and you weren't hurting anybody's feelings. It was so nice. I guess the thing I'd gone through was about people being very cruel. And Tony, you were just talking about a situation where there's some cruelty happening for no good reason at all, except that it's people that, it's a funny thing. But, I'm just looking at Carlos Castaneda.
Rosie in the chat has she listens to Manifest. Oh, of course, it just kicked me out. Manifest by Sarah Proud is a great podcast.
Yes.
So give a shout out. Yeah.
Is it Sarah Proud or Prout?
It might be Proud, but in here it says Proud. It's probably Proud. Yeah.
Yeah. We speak Taipanese here, but I may be wrong, because there may be another person. Sarah Prout, and she's talks about manifesting. Yeah, Prout with a T, of course. Yeah. Yeah, she's fabulous. She's a lovely, lovely energy.
Which brings me to 11-11. Remember 11-11, the portals were open, is what somebody told me the other day. To manifest. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Elizabeth's in the chat, and she says, sometimes we think something is cruel when it is actually just something the ego doesn't want to hear. Absolutely. But I still, Elizabeth, I still do have the feeling that some people are just, they're like eggs. They're so full of themselves, they can't hold anything else. And they're out there. It's really important to empathize with the other, because we are all connected. Like, there is no doubt that, you know, the whole thing is a connection, and so we are not separate.
I just, with my friends, the way they treated him, it's because they hire empaths to do that job, and then they beat the empath up for doing his job. It's just crazy to me. Yeah.
Absolutely. Is that Ralphie?
Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
No, it's okay. He's welcome to join. Absolutely.
Someone must be at the door. He's going crazy. Yep.
That's okay. Well, that's not a problem. Hi, Rosie, in the chat room. I hadn't. You can totally get a mini reading. If you want to put your question into the chat, that's just fine. Whatever you want to ask. And we just lost one of our callers in the queue, but I'm going to go to 651. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. Hi, Christiana.
Oh, hi. How are you doing, Christiana?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Well, we're hanging in, I think.
Do you want me to tell you what book I've been reading, and then
absolutely, yeah.
Can I ask for a reading too?
Of course, we're all yours. You can. I'd love to hear what you're reading and what's inspiring you right now in terms of, you know, media of any sort.
Yeah, it's a book, you know, paperback book called Glamour Magic by Deborah Castellano.
What kind of magic? Sorry, is that...
Glamour Magic?
G-L-A-M-O-U-R? Glamour?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's interesting. So what's that about?
Well, it's kind of hard to explain, but one way I can describe it is like, you know, like when you put on makeup, for instance, this is just one facet of it, but like when you put on makeup, you put on that glamour, not just that it's glamorous, but that it's like almost like putting on a mask or something, but it empowers you. It makes you feel strong, powerful, beautiful, whatever.
Absolutely.
And because of that, you know, people sense that when you're out, like out in public especially, and they'll respond to you differently.
Sure.
And, you know, you might even be more likely to get like a date or something. I don't know. it's just, that's just one facet of it though, but it's like, you put on the glamour and it does its work.
That makes sense. Yeah. Create, no,
I
no,
do
no, you're doing great.
Something to
it creates
the Egyptians,
a persona. Yeah, Linda,
the
sorry, go ahead.
The Egyptians believed strongly in putting on makeup to give the presentation of who they were a visual thing. If you look back at some of the Egyptian artwork, how they all had eyeliner and stuff. I wear eyeliner even if I'm in the house by myself. But, yeah, it was a presentation of the self that they wanted to project, that they could communicate with people. So, yeah,
yes.
That goes back to Egypt.
It's all about perception, how people perceive you, and how you perceive yourself is very important because that's how others will perceive you.
Yeah. And it's interesting because in theater, sometimes we do mask work, and a mask can create a whole character. By the way, if you've ever seen a picture of Linda Irwin, she's got the most amazing eyes. Like, I don't know, Linda, if you had a past life as an Egyptian, but that's something that just you look at a picture of you and you've got the most astounding eyes. They're beautiful. They don't look
thank you.
Human.
The star-seed eyes.
Yeah,
I thought
so. They're a little bit, yeah. No, it is quite something. And it also says you bring a different, I don't know, is DNA the right word? You've got, because I don't know how that works.
Yeah, celestial DNA.
mm-hmm. Yeah. It's your, it's more than, it's a different phylum, but it's a different, it's not human so much as, you know, what's the Pleiadian? Is that part of what you are?
Yes, absolutely. And both my parents were too.
Yeah. This is something I really want to delve into in another show and talk about that because that it's absolutely crazy. But totally. That makes total sense. So Glamour Magic. And Deborah, what was her last name, please, Christiana?
It's Castellano. I think it's, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing it right, but it's Castellano. Deborah Castellano.
Castellano. Yeah, that makes sense. Perfect. Yeah, have a look for that. That makes complete sense. I remember reading about, I was an anthropologist, and apparently like in the studies that we've done over time, it's been discovered there are some tribes, cultures, there are some groups that have absolutely no religion, but they haven't found a single one that has not had decoration of some sort. So we will, and I think we all know the feeling of changing your look. John Steinbeck, in one of his books, talks about this woman who, and I'm quoting the book, says, looks like a washed out little rat without makeup, but she does okay. It's like,
what a compliment.
Yeah, I think taken out of context, it's a little bit, it sounds a little awful, but they're talking about how, you know, it can change the way the world sees you and the way you see yourself in the world. But yeah, and I'm sure this person was a very nice person and not a washed out little rat, but, you know, they're just saying, you know, she does okay. And I think it's kind of beautiful. You know, you look at the different cultures and there's some amazing, like I'm seeing the Chinese ballet with all their colors and their makeup and the no dramas from Japan. And that's all mask. It's all makeup. It's all decorations and hanging things from your ears and what have you. It's fabulous. And I think it's inherent to us as humans, you know, and that's really cool, Christiana. Thank you for that. That's a great contribution, and I'm going to look at it. So what's your question that you wanted to have us look at?
Yeah, it's a little, probably a little different than usual. And it's kind of like a mediumship question in a way. So I was just curious to know, like in the spiritual world, who is like God, a god or goddess that is with me, and someone that maybe has a message?
Did that? What were you? I think I missed a little bit of something you said, Christiana. So you want to know who?
Yeah, I'm interested if there's a god or goddess in the spiritual realm or world that would like to give me a message, that someone that wants to work with me and help me and has a message for me.
Gotcha.
So I have one. I got one for her already.
Okay.
Yep. So I got the fire guardian, which is igniting your passion. So I don't know, and this is kind of weird to ask you, sorry Christian, but so this goddess is one for your sexuality, so it says to go with it. If you've been feeling frisky or whatever, it's time for you to bust out and basically find your person,
go crazy.
That
makes
that's the
sense
one
I can think of, the one you're probably talking about, but I was
yeah
on the fence about it.
Good. Yeah, that's what I got. So that's, he's been with you lately. And then the other two cards that followed were spring and summer, meaning that you're doing the right work, your path. It's time to just pursue it all the way. And then, cause he's with you. And I always keep getting your grandmother, right? Don't you have a grandmother that passed away or?
Yeah,
that's with
Bernadine,
with the baby. Yeah, and she's with your baby. Yeah.
Oh, Taylor.
Yeah, with Taylor, all the time. Mm. I always get those two. So. But your fire guardian is like, go out and have some fun. It's your time. So that's what I got for you.
Okay.
Cool.
I can go for that. Okay. Hi, Gina. This is Jessica. I just had a couple questions for you.
Christiana.
I'm sorry. I must have said that wrong. Christiana, I'm sorry. I had a question for you. Are you still going through or experiencing any type of, like, grief or loneliness?
I
would say some loneliness, and because that does bring up some past, like residual kind of grief.
Right. Okay. Because the five of cups flew out for you, and it's talking about, you know, the grief, loss, despair, regret, failure, disappointment, pessimism, sadness, and loneliness. But then the other card that came out, so I'm not sure if this is something that you've gone through in the past that you've kind of worked through or you haven't quite worked through yet.
It's from the past. It's just, it was really traumatizing. So,
right.
I guess maybe my body holds on to it.
Yeah, that can happen. That can definitely happen. And I think the reason why I got this card for you is that they're aware that this is something that you're still working on. And they just encourage you to continue releasing the past and what no longer serves you, and forgiveness, not just of other people, but forgiveness of yourself as well. And then the card the second card that flew out for you was the Four of Wands. So I believe there's a lot of good things coming. I'm not sure if it means relationship, but I just got the card that indicates celebration, stability, harmony, joy, relaxation, homecoming, excitement, family, and unity. This could be about the holidays coming up too, with family and friends.
I think it might be about trying to have a baby. So.
Oh, okay.
And
wow.
Work. I'm going to start working at a holistic center in December.
Wow. Because the card is a yes card. Right. So celebration is in the horizon, and stability, and, you know, more relaxation and joy for you. So that's really awesome. And that's what I got for you.
Nice.
Thank you.
Hi, Christiana. This is Linda. Was Taylor into games that, or mythology that had to do with dragons? I'm seeing like dragon fire, like a ball of orange light, and maybe looking outside and seeing a sunset that's very brilliant orange, almost like an encouragement thing. And what I'm feeling with that is the Ka of your energy center as it relates to your spine, and bringing that energy up from the bottom and out through your crown chakra. If you can envision doing things like that to help align your energy. Is any of this making
any
sense?
Yeah, like the Kundalini.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Yeah. It does make sense.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know if he was into dragons or anything like that, but, yeah, I'm getting strong dragon balls of fire coming from dragons and using it as healing.
Beautiful.
Aren't you into dragons and healing like that?
Not necessarily dragons. I do like dragons, but I can definitely relate to the fire part and why they would call this entity a dragon, because it's like a darker female entity. I'm afraid of saying the name because I don't want to be like judged or anything.
Yeah,
but
no worries.
She's very empowering for women, and like independence and freedom and sexuality and all that.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy. We're all in, along the same lines with the what we're getting for you. It's all like connected.
Yeah, it's said here that the dragon as a spiritual guide can help you tap into your own power, which is something I know you're on that journey, Christiana, and you're discovering your power. So that's amazing. This is Lynn. Did everyone go? Am I jumping anyone?
Yeah, it's your turn. Your turn.
Okay. I heard the song. Yeah, I heard the song "Twinkle Twinkle Little Star" being played, and it felt like a the kind of nursery music you hear, that sort of gentle. It's just like a gentle version of it, and it feels like the stars are aligning for you or something. I don't know. The song was very sweet and very simply played, and it could have been. I don't know what it means, love, but it's just a lovely soft lullaby that's coming to you. Maybe it just wants you to relax and enjoy what's coming. You know, maybe it's inviting this new soul into your life. Don't try too hard. Receive rather than go after it kind of thing. Allow it to come to you. But it was a very sweet version of the song. And I don't know, maybe it tells you that you're going to have a starseed child, you know. They seem to be coming to Earth more and more. Well, that's something I've always been curious about, Linda, is I know that the ETs are on Earth, and they're being very careful around these volatile humans, you know, it's almost like they're coming to, I don't even know how to put it, but it feels like they're there and their numbers will hit like a critical mass and they'll be able to help humans. But right now it feels a little dangerous for them. But
it is.
Yeah.
Which is why I got that message. They couldn't interfere in the Middle East. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I once stuck my hand into the middle of a dogfight, and it was somebody's dog, and it's a little dog and a big dog, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to watch this little dog get killed, and it was really stupid, but I did keep the little dog from getting killed. I got a really good cut on my hand from it, but you know, you can't. There's some stuff that's just that violence is just you can't go there, but. I don't know, Christiana, but I have a feeling that Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star has something to do with beyond the Earth, beyond the human race. It feels like you're going to have one of those.
A baby, too, the connection I see there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I believe this baby is going to be, not just because it's my baby, but I just believe that they are going to be really remarkable in their ability to help others.
Mm-hmm. I think so. And that could be where the star comes from too. You know, you're bringing a star seed or a star human through. But anyway, whatever it is, it feels very, very positive and life enhancing, life affirming. Feels like a good thing. And it's a very pretty, delicate. It's almost like, I don't know if you heard the version of You Are My Sunshine that we play for Jane sometimes, but it's that sort of delicate music that comes through.
That's
it's
nice.
Very, very, yeah. You know, it's beautiful. I wish I could put it into your head so you can hear it too, but it is lovely and it's very, very, feels good. Feels like it's a good omen. So
I wanted to say that the goddess I was referring to, her name is Lilith, which like Adam and Eve. Okay, they say there's Adam and Eve, but it was Adam's first wife, and she was like a rebel, I guess you could call her, and she wanted to have like equal rights to Adam and have that power too, and she was punished for it. But I find her to be empowering, and I was just a little scared of her, though, because of what people said, with some of her history.
Not to worry.
I just don't want to be, like, possessed or anything, you know, entity.
Awesome.
I think that's what Joseph Campbell talks about with the power of myth. these stories are teaching stories, but they may not be based on an actual, you know, like who knows what's true, what's
an analogy rather than fact. Yeah.
Thank you. Yes. Well said. Absolutely.
Yes. Hey, I wanted to ask you guys, since you were talking about babies, what do you think, Cooper, what kind of, my grandson Cooper, you know, what kind of child, I mean, he was definitely sent to us, you know the story. What do you think he is? Is he rainbow, or do you think he's the newest one that you're talking about here to help people? Do you get anything like that, Linda? Or,
I'm actually getting a Syrian connection.
You're getting a what?
Syrian connection, the ones that relate to dolphins and whales and water.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
They tend to like the colors violet and blue and indigo.
Yeah. He's got beautiful blue eyes. Yep. Piercing blue eyes. Wow.
Does he
and
get
he will
in...
guide by peace.
What's that?
I'm getting the phrase, he will guide by peace.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Does he get into trouble a bit, Tony? Not that he is bad, but the teachers and whatnot around him aren't prepared to handle his energy, is that's how I'll put it.
Yeah. I mean, he doesn't get in trouble, but they think he's very brilliant, but they look at it the opposite way. Yeah. Yes, you're absolutely right. Put into classes for lower levels. Yeah.
Yeah, they don't get him. They don't get him.
He doesn't relate to the human dynamic.
Yeah.
He sees things from the more spiritual side of things and can't understand why people are so mean, especially other kids. Why are other kids so mean
and
to each other?
And funny you should say that, because that's what his friends are. He always goes to the autistic kids that nobody will play with.
He gets
he
knows something.
He befriends all of them and protects them out on the playground. Aww. I mean, that's who he's drawn to. Yeah, he's just such an empath, but there's other, he's very, very smart. I mean, besides teachers, anybody that meets him are like, they don't, before he even opens his mouth, they say, oh my gosh, he's so intelligent. So, I mean, it's crazy, but you're right.
Yeah.
Normal teachers don't do that. Yeah.
Well, I don't, it takes a special, it takes one to know one, so to speak, right? And it's just like the situation in where you work, Tony. Some people just, they don't get it. They just can't see. You know, they can't get it. And they make us tired. But I just want to catch up.
That's part of Christina's problem through her life has been the same. She's very intelligent, but people don't. But I think with this new job, you're finally finding your place in December. That's amazing. You told me about that and you got it. Huh? That's great.
Yeah, I'm excited.
You're not the weirdo.
No.
You know, it's just the world hasn't caught up with you is all. And that's just, you know, welcome to the club, right? We all thought we were, there's something wrong with us, but no, the world is out of step.
Yeah.
You know, it's the different drummer sort of thing. But no, you're doing great, Christiana. And it feels like just keep doing, you know, constant small improvements is how you get there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the other thing,
well,
too,
thank you, everybody.
I just wanted to add one thing, love. Remember to, there's almost an automatic response happens when you're raised by muggles in this world, and that is to immediately turn the criticism on yourself. So you have a thought and you go, well, that can't be right because the world doesn't think that way. But don't be so hard on yourself, because it might be that you hold a truth that the rest of the world needs to hear. So.
Oh. Well, thank you.
Well, yeah, I think you know that stuff. That's
okay.
Yeah. You're
awesome.
Okay, you can. Now, we have no other callers right now, Christiana, so you can stay on the line, and we're going to go to Where did she? Rosie wants a reading. She's in the chat room. So if you want, Christiana, I'll keep your line open. And if you have anything to add, if you're picking up anything, you can join us. So Rosie.
Okay.
Oh, and by the way, hi, Bob. Bob's in the chat room. And guest 125.
Hi,
hello.
Hi, Bob.
Yes. Yep. Our dear Bob. And the other thing, Elizabeth said that their name, your name, Tony, I guess it was your maiden name, but Onofrio was an Egyptian god. So that's where your family name comes from, Onofrio. And she's saying it's funny for Cooper because there's no sea animals in Utah. But
he's drawn to water constantly. And animals. It's funny that Linda said that because his books that he always wants are books about dolphins and the sea, and it's crazy because that's his favorite books that I read to him ever since he was born. Always those kind of animals.
Yeah. So you hop over the mountains once in a while and hit the sea, right, you guys?
Yeah, we just got back from Orlando not too long ago. He loves he likes the water. He's intrigued by it for sure. Yeah.
Cool. Well, there you go. I bet there was, it was probably a different geography many, many, many millions of years ago, and there probably was a sea there, you know?
Right, that's where the mountains come from. There was a sea, for sure.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, so maybe an old memory. So let's go to also Rosemarie, Rosa, Rosie, Rose. Rose, it's a beautiful name no matter how you put it. So what Rose would like to know is it's about her career. She wants to know if she will be getting a management position at her current job. Not sure if it's a good move or maybe it could be for a while, whatever we're picking up about career for Rose. Rosemarie, Rose. Okay. If you can answer in the chat room, Rosie, do you want to advance or do you want to stay at the same, like, are you trying to get an advancement in your job or do you want to stay at the same kind of work you're already doing? If that makes any sense. Are you trying to hit a next level? Or are you trying to just find a different energy? A management position? Looks like you want to step up to management. It doesn't feel like a good move for you, though. It feels like a lateral move suits you better. So staying at the same... She says she likes her job. There's more money involved. Yeah. It feels like don't change the work you're doing. Don't go into management. Stay doing what you're doing, but move laterally. So you may be adding more responsibilities or, but don't, I wouldn't step up into management. It feels like it changes the dynamic for you. And it feels like it adds a stress to the work that you do not need. It feels like you're doing okay. Almost like if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But I'll pass this around to you guys. What's everyone picking up?
Yeah, I'm feeling on the stress level too, but go ahead, Jessica.
Sorry about that. Okay. For Rose, the card that came out for her is the Queen of Pentacles, and it's, I think, more about her present state right now, and it's about protective, generous, motherly energy, nurturing, practical, providing financially, down to earth, grateful, social consciousness. So I feel that you're going to be stable, kind of staying in the direction that you're in.
Yeah.
Like I feel, my words aren't wanting to come flying out. I'm thinking too hard. But I feel like this card is about basically the question that you asked, that there's,
there's going to be providing financially for you. And I think that's the most important, to just stay stable with that for now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what I got. Yeah.
Cool. Awesome. Go ahead, Linda. Did you want
to go? I was feeling like moving up into management would not be good. The stress level would interfere with her personal life. It would give her too much going on and eventually affect her health. So I'm advised to only do the jobs that you can handle. Don't try to move into something that's beyond what you can handle. And that's what I get.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
I got exactly the same. And she says she does nonprofit work too. So I got the card that's healed spirit. And it says, my spirit flies free and I imagine a life of freedom for myself, unconstrained. So that has to do with no stress. And then as far as making more money, I feel that you just need to ask for it, or you can manifest it and then ask for it, because the year is ending and the new one's coming, and I think you'll get it. But I think you probably have to ask for it.
Mm-hmm.
And it says that you do have a deep alignment with your nonprofit and the work that you're doing outside of work. And if you were to move up, then you wouldn't be able to do that, you know, your nonprofits. So it's probably why you should stay, like everybody says. My words aren't coming out right either, like Jessica today. I don't know. I'm talking.
Maybe it's the tequila and donuts in the green room.
Maybe.
I will add for Rosie that a spirit animal comes through for her, and it's the echidna. Now, these are strange little things. They look a little bit like, what are the ones that live in Texas? They've got the armor on their back. Armadillos. They look a little bit like an armadillo crossed with an anteater. But the echidna teaches you to remain grounded at all times, even when you are sailing through the lands of your creative imagination, coming up with new ideas and plans to make your life healthier and happier. The echidna teaches that it's time to sift through old thought patterns in order to find nourishment. And it also talks about confrontation. The echidna avoids confrontation. That's a peaceful energy. And that feels like you don't need that stress that's coming through with that management work. You're going to be very happy you stayed where you are. So it's lovely that you do the nonprofit work. It's a way of giving back to the world, and it's lovely. I hope that helps, Rose. And this is weird. It hasn't happened for like a really long time, but that's it for our callers. If you're listening and you want to call in, 646-564-9868. You're very welcome, Rose. We're happy to read. So we've got like a little over half an hour left. So why don't we just carry on talking about the books, the movies, the podcast.
Well, I wanted to add something. Something to Rose. Echidna, if you've ever seen Sonic the Hedgehog, that is technically an echidna. It's in the hedgehog family.
Yeah. Oh, very cool. Yeah, they're neat little animals. And it came in almost like a little Aikido practitioner. It's like, stay peaceful. Stay where you are. You don't need to go anywhere. You're doing fine where you are, and that's a lovely thing. Let's see, I'm having a look at all my books, and I'm looking at some older authors too here. Eric Fromm was somebody that I learned a great deal from. I think his book, one of the most popular books, was The Art of Love, or The Art of Loving. And who's that other guy? I can't think of his name. Leo Biscaglia. Do you remember him?
Yeah, Biscaglia. I think my dad had one of his books. Yeah.
Yeah. He was such a joyous person. Yeah. Oh, I just got kicked out of the chat room. Oh, Blog Talk's been drinking.
Yeah, I did too. I just got back in the chat.
Did you get back in? I got kicked out too.
I did. It's like a canoe ride where they keep tipping you out of the canoe, you know? And it's good. Well, I don't know where to go with our, I can't remember being in this position where we had no more callers. And,
no callers?
Yeah. Well, let's see. If anyone in the chat room wants to throw a question out, I must be very quiet or something, but yeah, because normally we can't get to all the callers in the queue, so I don't know. Yep. Are we being shunned? I don't know. That's okay. We got a lot of people in the chat room, and that's lovely.
Yeah, that kind of makes me think that the radio, that the blog talk isn't working right or something.
Audio,
because,
yeah. Maybe.
Yeah, that makes me think that the audio is not working. Because
well, I wonder. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, Rosie in the chat room has been able to hear us. So,
yeah.
No,
I just wonder
know.
If callers are getting through. If you tried to call, remember that last time this happened?
Oh, yeah.
The callers
yeah.
not able to get through. Yeah.
Well, there you go. Our call for callers came. Somebody heard us because 954.
Oh, good. Look. Yeah, we
call. Call us, please. We're feeling lonely. Oh, that's so funny, eh? All right. Thanks for calling 954. You're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Hi, it's Mary. I'm calling from Florida. I don't want you to feel like no one's listening because we are.
Oh, we know they are, Mary, but I remember you, I think. You've called before, right?
Yes, I have. It's not been a while since I called.
Yeah.
And I remember Leo Buscaglia, too. I still have some of his tapes, I think. He was great.
Yeah, he helped you feel happy in the world. And
yes, he
so
did.
Lovely.
Yeah, I go back and I listen to some of the old ones. Sometimes it helps. Anyway, I was going to call about myself, but I have another question, actually, I think I'll ask, because there's a missing service dog. He went missing a month ago in the area I live in, and there's pictures of this beautiful black lab all over town, and the people were visiting from another area coming to see some relatives, and the dog got out of the car somehow, and they haven't had any positive reports. He's going to be on the news, in fact, next week, and the family is very distressed. The children are missing the dog very much. The dog is chipped, and he's got, good. He had a nice collar and vest and everything. He's very identifiable.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been trying to help the lady because she did come to my door as well, and she's got posters everywhere. I feel so close to them and so badly that they lost, this dog. And I just wondered, if you pick up anything, her name is Rosie. There was a Rosie here earlier, and it made me think of her.
Yeah.
And
crazy. Yeah.
It came to mind that I'll call you and see if you pick up anything.
I remember you, Mary. Yeah. Sorry, I was just going to say, I remember Mary as being a deeply empathetic individual. I remember that the pain of the other either people or animals affects you deeply, as I recall. So, Sorry, Jessica. Go ahead, love.
That's okay. Hi, Mary. I felt right away, and this is how I usually work. I'll pick up something intuitive or psychically, they call it. I like to refer it to as intuitive. And then I'll have that question validated by my, my guides. And what I was picking up initially is that somebody has the dog. I did validate that with my spirit team. And they also indicated that somebody has the dog, but they're not withholding the dog intentionally. It's like they haven't seen or heard or, a flyer, they haven't seen it yet, or
they must be under a rock, these people, then, because it's been all over media. It's well, been all because, social media.
But do you live in an area in Florida? I feel that you live in an area in Florida that has a large homeless population, and I feel Jessica is absolutely correct, but this person has no way to know on social media or anything that this dog is, that they're looking for this dog. I feel they're either living in the woods or somewhere in a camp over in, what area are you in? Fort Myers area, somewhere around there?
No,
I don't know.
No, I'm on the East Coast, and it's a very busy area where there's a lot of construction, new building construction, and a lot of tourist people. It's more touristy than anything. It was a small town until all this construction started. There was one sighting where a few blocks from my home, there's a picture on a Ring cam of a man who was trying to get the dog into a car, and he asked somebody for dog food to try to help the dog because the dog was loose, of course, running. He may have wanted to keep it from getting hit by a car or something because it's dangerous. And that was the last, but it's not a clear picture of the car. I mean, you can see it, you can tell the color, whatever. And I had a previous reading. They said it was a man, but I don't know. I've been getting some mixed vibes about it, who has it and that. And I'm wondering if somebody, you know, knows about it that, you know, isn't coming forward other than the person who has it.
I think Jessica's right. I don't think it's intentional. He's keeping it. It is a man, definitely. I don't know what you guys think, but
yeah,
he just you get the same thing, Jess? Because he just doesn't.
Yeah.
He's not on social media. He has no means for TV. I don't even know if this guy has a phone. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But what I also got, I just got this just now, that this will be, this is going to get resolved.
Yeah.
They'll get the dog back.
I mean, I mean, that's what I'm feeling, that this is, at some point, this is going to get resolved.
Oh,
yeah.
Right. Luke
because,
and Linda.
There'll be several broadcasts coming out this week.
This is Linda, and I'm feeling like that dog is waiting for the right opportunity to bolt and come back.
I heard that before.
I'm actually miles and miles away, but we'll be able to find its way home.
Yeah.
Miles away? You feel he's really that far?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it feels like it's probably about a good day's journey now.
Oh, my. It's funny because I've been feeling more like he's not that far. Somebody else said he's not far. Or she. It's a girl, of course, Rosie.
Well, she may have been picked up nearby, but I don't think she's that close right now.
No, I think she's in a homeless camp somewhere up the... I think you're right, Linda. I feel that he's about a day's journey or 2 hours from where he was picked up.
A dog's journey, yeah, to get home.
Well,
yeah.
There's a big reward, too. I don't know if that will be a factor.
It could be if they knew. It could be if they knew about the reward. I just don't know if this guy is capable of knowing about the reward. I feel he has a car, but I think he lives in his car or something. That's why he's not getting the news from this. I don't know. Does anybody else feel strongly about that he's homeless? I don't know. I just keep getting homeless.
Yeah.
No.
It feels like he's thinking of the dog as his new buddy and like it was a gift to him.
Yeah,
look,
I've
got a new friend now. She's mine, you know.
Yeah.
These people have really gone way, way above and beyond their search methods. And there was a lot of nasty posts even to these people saying they're not doing enough in this amount. They've had to put up with a lot of, you know, trolls and all that. But they dearly love this dog, and it's about 6 or 7. And I have a picture of it. I look at it all the time, pray about it. And everywhere I go, I see this picture. It's all over social media. And it's they live in a different area, and they had some relatives here, and the dog went everywhere with these kids. He's just, they're devastated, you know. 34
yeah.
days, they said today. So, but you definitely feel that they're going to get it back.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I do. I feel like even though the dog is being taken care of by this guy, that
yeah.
she's waiting for the right moment to leave, to get out of there and
yeah.
go home.
That
so,
yeah. It's a deep attachment.
Yeah, I just kept feeling that this will get resolved.
Yeah, me too. Lynn, do you feel that? What is Lynn? You haven't
gone.
Oh,
I'm here. It's great. This isn't the Winter Park area, is it?
Oh, no, I'm further south, southeast.
Okay, I'm looking for the news.
Unless that's
right?
where they took them. I mean, I don't know if they've got the dog, if they took her somewhere.
No. I'm just looking on Google for, you know, it's anything. So there's a couple.
Well,
yeah,
the owners, actually, the owners live on the West Coast. They're probably more near Naples in that area. And
yeah,
this
see,
is
that's why I thought
Naples,
Miami,
here it
were...
is. Found
yeah.
it. Yeah.
That's in the area. I was thinking it's Fort Myers, Naples area is where the dog is trying to get to. I don't know where the dog is. I feel like Linda does. It's like 2 hours or a day's. But I feel the dog is going to get back to the owner.
Oh, that would be terrific. I know that would be a most happy day for them. But,
yeah.
you know, some people, they do, you know, a little bit of searching, but these people, I think, have done the ultimate of any people I've seen to, you know, just spread the word. And it bothered me, too, because I was on a social media where I saw a picture of a young boy walking a very large black lab on the beach. And when I saw mm-hmm. the picture, I said, wow, that looks like Rosie. And then I couldn't find that picture anymore on mm-hmm. the local website. And I said, well, that's peculiar because it disappeared. So I told the owner, and she couldn't find it. And we tried to message the person who posted it, and then her name was removed from my contact file, and the picture was, they said it was from 2017. I said, how could that be? In the middle of the search for Rosie comments, there popped up this boy and dog, and I just wondered if, did we miss something here? Could this have been accidentally taken of this dog? It was peculiar.
I don't get it. Yeah.
It was kind of weird, but maybe it's just, you know, a fluke. But I'm trying to play psychic detective too and see what I can come up with.
I'm curious, on that video, could they see a license plate from the car?
No.
On there?
They tried to get other pictures, other ring cams. The only thing they could see was it looked like a dark van or a dark SUV, and you couldn't tell any more than that, and even mm-hmm. enlarging. And it was outside of an apartment complex, which is only two blocks from me. And I said, do you suppose someone has it there and only letting it out to go at night when nobody's around?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
I
had a similar feeling that Linda mentioned, that the dog is with someone who's maybe become attached and feeling like, oh, yeah, new friend. It's not selfishness so much as...
Oh, it's just that they're attached to the dog, which could easily
yeah.
be... It
but
looked like
being,
a very lovable dog. I mean, the
very
kids
much
were
so.
Just all over it. It's a very people-friendly.
Yeah, as Linda said, this person might have gone, oh, wow, like this dog's arrived as a gift to me. And
heard someone else mentioned that they may have felt like the universe gave them a dog or something, you know. Mm-hmm. I found a dog actually 2 years ago around just before Christmas sitting outside my doorstep, and it was a little cute little white dog, an older dog that looked half blind. And I said, my goodness, I can't put this dog out here. And I brought her in, and I got a leash, and I walked the area, and I was feeding it, and I was almost getting attached. I said, next thing you know, I'll buy a Christmas sweater. We can't do this, you know. And
yeah.
I finally posted it on one of the neighborhood websites, and a neighbor saw it, who knows the people, and came over and said, you've got the dog. And I said, well, who are you? And then they told me, and we made sure that the owners were who they were and reunited them. And I was really, you know, so glad that we found out where the dog came from. But it wouldn't have lasted long if it's half blind, you know, it got out the gate.
Mm-hmm.
But I lost a poodle after 13 years, just letting it outside. And I thought my mother brought it in, and she thought I brought it in, and just was a fluke. And in seconds, that dog was gone, never to be found. It was before all the social media and that. But our dog was half blind, too. So somebody said, oh, well, we thought we saw an older man with the dog at the golf course. So that's what I figured happened, that somebody picked the dog up.
Yeah.
But it was hard. It was, you know, really hard to lose a dog so long, you know. And I lost a cat that took one time, never found the cat. So I know what it feels like to lose a part of your family. You know, it's terrible.
Yes.
Mary, yeah. I'm trying to tune into the person that has it. I've been smelling paint and turpentine and supplies for that. And it seems like he does like day jobs, like he goes from one place to the other to do work here and there. He doesn't have a steady position anywhere.
Yeah. I really feel that they should look in the area that they live. There's a lot of, I think, there's homeless camps around. I agree with Linda. This guy is just lives out of his van or his SUV, and he does odd jobs. And I think if they would search in some of those, they might find the dog.
There's not many of the homeless in the
not in
area.
Your area, but there
so
area
much
there is.
Maybe where they used to live, but right here, close by, and I know, you know, a few people here and there that are roughing it like that, but I wouldn't say large groups, but, you know, they congregate different places.
There's large groups in that area around Naples, between Naples and Fort Myers. I know there's large groups in that area.
That's where the people are from, actually, but that's not where the dog's lost.
Right, but I feel that the guy is there, and that would be about a 2 hour or a day's, right? It would be like a day's journey for that dog, and I don't, you know.
How would they get it back? I mean, would the dog get away, and then they find the chip, or how would that?
Well, I think that's. Yeah, the dog's chipped, so if the dog can get away and somebody finds him. But did you say the dog's going to be on TV? I think that's going to help. This story is going to help.
Yeah, I do, too, because if they don't access the things, it's going to be broadcast three times on Tuesday. I encourage them greatly to get on this TV show because this particular show has found a lot of missing animals by airing their story. We had a case not too long ago where a man, an elderly man, was walking a little dog, and they tried to kidnap his dog. And when he tried to get away, they beat him severely in his head. And he got back to his apartment, and he ended up with severe brain injury. He had to be rushed to the hospital. And the police took the dog to the animal shelter, and he was given a hold till the man came out of the hospital. But whoever was in charge let the dog go to some miscellaneous person wanted the dog, and she wouldn't give it back. And when the man got out of the hospital, he had to get a lawyer to track her and come to find out she gave it to a nephew in New Jersey. So he had to fly up to Jersey to retrieve his dog.
Mm-hmm.
It was so crazy. But it cost him a lot of money to get that dog back. I don't know what happened to the guy that beat him up. But, I mean, this is in a fairly nice area, too. It's not far from my home.
Wow.
Yeah.
So,
well, I feel it's going to be resolved, like Jessica said, but it's going to probably happen after that show. But in the meantime, if they are driving around in that area, I don't know. That's where I see him. I see the dog there. So in that SUV.
That's where they're from. That's the town they're from, but they were in my town visiting relatives and stopped for ice cream at a popular ice cream place. And that somehow or another, the dog was in the car and escaped.
Yeah.
So it was peculiar because they didn't neglect the dog in any way. It was just a fluke.
Now, this guy travels around. He does odd jobs and he travels from city to city and then he just keeps moving.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first I heard that one. That's something new because, like I said, I had a couple readings and I haven't heard that one before. Interesting. Well, I'm going to keep my ears and eyes open and hopefully when the dog is found, I'll let you know, check back with you guys. And
well, thank you, Mary.
Good
yeah.
news to share.
That was great.
This lunar eclipse has been a doozy. I'll tell you, I don't know if a lot of your viewers have been getting really slammed, but, I mean, personally, I can't even think of what area to ask about myself because it's just been a wild ride, everything going on.
It has been. You're right. 100%.
Batten down the hatches. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, it's just... Whoa, I mean, it's like double Mercury retrograde on steroids, and again, and rough. And you say, well, I got this resolved, and you get hit with some other avalanche, and so I got that resolved, and it's like, hello.
Sounds like you're using everything that's being given to you, Mary, and that's what
yeah,
we're meant to do.
I'm working
yeah.
hard at it, lady.
Thank you so much,
you
Mary.
Unless you say to get your mind off your problems, you try to help someone else, and I've been putting out a lot of energy in the ethers to help other people to know that
that's
I'm not
the energy
only.
That's what we get to take with us, Mary, is the love we put out while we're in the physical. We get to take that,
too.
So,
that's right.
You're doing the right
thank
thing.
Thank you, ladies. And if I don't speak to you, I wish you a good Thanksgiving. And
hopefully
as well. And I hope I have good news the next time I talk with you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, we'll send energy for this situation and see what happens.
I appreciate it. I'll pass it on. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mary. Love and light. You're just a lovely soul. Thanks for calling. It was lovely to hear from you.
Thank you.
We actually... Oh, sorry. I did it again, but that's okay. We did actually get another call. I just wanted to say I can't... they've taken away the ability to reply in the chat room. I don't know, Tony, if you can, but...
I can't. I've tried. Yeah, it's not letting me.
Yeah. Oh, well. So 614, are you with us? Can you... give us your name, please.
Hi, I'm Rachel.
Hi, Rachel. Lovely to hear from you. Did you have a question we can look at for you? Or did you, before that, did you want to share any books, movies, anything that's been inspiring you lately?
I don't really have anything off the top of my head.
No problem.
Inspiring.
There's no test or anything. We just wanted to see if there's anything. But if you have a question, we'd love to look at it for you.
Sure, yeah. I'm just very open to see. I love learning about the other side and spirit guides and things like that. And so I was wondering if there's anything kind of coming through on that end for me that you guys are able to pick up on.
Yeah. Anybody want to go ahead? I'm seeing dancers, Rachel, and it's very flowery. There's flowers. There's people dancing. I don't know what that means for you.
I don't know either. I do love flowers, but...
Yeah, I'm actually seeing roses.
Yeah.
Rose yeah. Now. Can I jump
yeah.
in real quick?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Hi, Rachel. This is Jessica. The card that
Hi.
Actually popped out. Hi. The card that actually popped out for you pretty instantly when you came on is the Lover's card. Are you in a relationship right now?
Yes, I am married.
Okay. Because this could definitely indicate the card indicates relationship. Choices,
okay.
harmony, partnership, trust, honor, optimism, values, alignment of the romance. So I don't know if you and your partner have gone through rough times in the past or presently, but this card indicates, because it came in the upright, that there's going to be harmony and trust and alignment between you two.
Awesome. Well, that is good news.
I'm glad you said that, Jessica, because that made sense of what I'm seeing. The dance is the harmony of the dance, the movement. It's like a murmuration with birds, or, you know, how flocks of birds all move in the same direction. So I feel like it's talking about the harmony between... That's good. So the dance would refer to the way you are in your relationship, mm-hmm. and it looks like it's a lovely, coordinated. It looks good. It's very graceful, and it's feeling like it's coming together. And the rose. And Linda's talked about roses. They seem to be permeating this. Yeah, the whole episode has had roses coming in. But go ahead, whoever wants to chime in next.
Well, I'm seeing like an anniversary or a birthday or some special occasion with the two of you. And that might be where the roses are coming in. Sort of like a pleasant surprise type thing. So I don't know how soon your anniversary is, but be ready for a wonderful evening.
Okay, well, good.
I'm getting the same thing. I'm getting that song from Elvis Presley, A Hucka Hucka Burnin' Love, like you two are... incredible together. And I see, that's what I got too. Like, it's just things have all come together for love, and also financially things are happening that are good, which always makes a marriage better when you don't have to worry about money. I just see love and life, and things are good.
Yeah.
Well, that's all good news.
Well,
our daughter's name is Rose, so I don't know if the rose is like symbolizing the relationship, like love, or our daughter is named Rose. So I guess it could maybe go either way.
I'm getting it for the two of you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's you're doing something right for sure, Rachel. It's
Well, I guess I'll have to keep doing whatever it is that I'm doing then. Do you know, do any of, I have some past family members, do any family members or anything in that regard kind of come through on your end?
Mm-hmm. Do you guys? I might know you, huh, Rachel? Do I know you?
Yes, I think you might know me.
Yeah, so I know you. So I don't want to say, because I think your husband already told me, but very strong to me, it's your grandmother. Is that the connection?
Yes.
Yeah, very strong connection that I get.
Oh,
but I'd like Linda to, I'd like Linda or Jess to drop in, because it's really strong on my end. Yeah.
I have an older female. I don't know what the relative is, but very crafty. To like to make things for the home for herself rather than go buy them. If that's okay. Your grandmother, cool.
One of my grandmothers was maybe more crafty than the other, so I'm guessing maybe that it might be my dad's mother, potentially.
Okay, because the message I seem to get with that is, you know, it's more meaningful to a person to create something themselves than it is to seek it from somewhere else.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. Jeff, did you get anything?
Yes, I definitely got a grandmother. I just kept hearing grandmother, grandmother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It feels like the divine feminine energy guiding you.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'd like to ask Rachel a question. So you must have heard the caller before about the dog, because I know you are connected to animals really well. Did you feel anything about that dog?
I didn't. I kind of got in after, like, when you guys were in the middle of that. But my heart just went out to her because I, as an animal lover, and my pets are my babies, and so I just felt, you know, I feel like that would be a hard situation. And growing up on, I guess maybe that might be in the interim, that maybe it sounds like the dog is being loved and is helping someone through a hard time potentially. So I don't know, that may or may not bring her comfort.
No, that's
but
exactly
that's
what we
what I was thinking of.
Yeah, no, that's what we got. Yeah, that's the same thing. That's what I was wondering.
Yeah. That's very
so
cool.
So I think
Rachel,
your grandmother, I think both of your grandmothers are with you all the time. I don't know if your grandfather passed one of them. I also get that. Yeah, I get a male, an older male, that is always your spirit guide also.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Well, that's cool. Yeah, I've always been curious, so I have no information on that subject, so that's good to know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very strong, protecting you. Yeah.
Sounds
how
like
about
you're
you,
right.
Yeah.
It sounds like you've got a lot of potential you have yet in the metaphysical abilities, Rachel. Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like you're just on the beginning of discovering your talent.
I think so. I don't know a lot. I do tend to be very intuitive. At least I think so. Maybe I'm wrong sometimes. But
oh, no, you are.
I do tend to be pretty intuitive. So I guess maybe that's potentially something that you're alluding to.
Well, yeah, no, I just work on that, because I think you'll surprise yourself at how far you go, how easily, you know. It's like some people have the aptitude for piano playing, right? And I feel you have an aptitude for spiritual work. So, don't feel like you shouldn't, like, expand your horizons, because I think you'll be good at it. There's some, maybe animal communication is the next thing to explore. But, work on it. Take your gifts and run with them. Yeah.
Cool.
Well, that's wonderful. Thank you for calling in, Rachel. Thanks. You have a lovely energy. It was nice to meet you.
Oh, thank
Very
you.
Lovely.
Thank you guys so much.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Listen, if you do ever want to come on the show and practice read, we're always up for guests. So let us know, okay?
Well, thank you. I might have to work on my skills a little bit, but thank you very much.
Well, we all do. Like, that's, we just kind of work away at it, and it's just what you do, right? So give it a go. And you can always get in touch with Tony, you know, to let us know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, thank you, ladies, so much.
You're welcome.
Lovely.
Thank you.
Wow. What a nice energy. I really loved her. I can't type back. As I say, the chat room's kind of, the gates have closed. But Bob has mentioned that, just talking about being grateful for feeling tired and the body knowing what to do, right? And if you're tired, It's your body saying, I need to rest. I need to recharge. So, yeah. And Elizabeth was mentioning, I think we talked about this last time Hawk was on with us, but his cat Link disappeared. And they found, like, Link was rescued, but the person that had him had died. And this poor cat was there with another cat in the dark for, and they don't know how long. So Link has returned home, but they, as Hawk was saying, and Elizabeth, he's having to work through some trauma for certain.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was really hard. Well, I mean, animals are no different from us. They, you know, they experience trauma just as we do. And
we knew that he was held up in a house, remember? We knew
that
he couldn't get loose.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. That's but, you crazy. Know, and the miracle was kind of lovely, you know, to experience that miracle. Yeah.
Well, there is such a thing as PTSD, pet stress trauma disease.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, what a weird, I didn't even know that. I didn't even know that that happened. I didn't know that he was rescued. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, Anderson Cooper kept coming to me, so, and I found out he's a rescuer.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
So I guess what happened was when this lady died, they the cats were taken to the Humane Society or the SPCA, whatever outfit, and then that's where they found them. But, wow, you know, what a ride. So I hope, oh, boy, I hope that dog is found. But it does feel like, it does feel like that person went, wow, it's not that they're being selfish or mean. It's just like the feeling like the gift of this dog is so great. It's almost like the dog has two families.
He's homeless. Yeah, I just feel like that guy is homeless. And this is like his new buddy, you know. Like the dog rescued him, but the dog wants to go home really bad.
I'm also feeling a prior military connection for this guy in addition to doing odd jobs.
Yes, I think you're right. I feel the same thing, Linda. Totally.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I see some kind of wings or something in that car. I think he honestly is living out of his car.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand the area that they're looking in might not have homeless there, but in Florida, they have, you know, it's a wooded, usually there's wooded areas because there's no mountains, it's flat, but it's like, they're like almost like the Everglades areas, and they have a lot of homeless encampments there everywhere, even in the big city. Even where I'm from, like in Hialeah, which used to be small, but now it's big, there is homeless in these little pockets of places. And I feel that's where that dog is, somewhere in there.
Well, let's hope he's being looked after wherever he is. And
I think, you know, food is hard to get for him because I think the guy doesn't have any money, but...
That's a whole other show, isn't it? Talking about how we can. I feel filled with despair when I think about those kinds of humanitarian problems. Again, I just want to go back to books because there's one book I forgot to mention, and that's Shannon Johnson, who's with the Sacred Embers Network, and her book is The Stones of Wisdom from the Cool Castle.
Yeah.
And it's a channeled book, and it's available on Amazon, I think. Probably Goodreads has it too, but I know you can get it on Amazon. And I also wanted to mention the shows. Now, Mary Hernandez has a new show coming out. It's, I believe, Tuesday. That's right, Tony? It was Tuesday night, I think, eh?
Tuesday.
We Are One.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, last week, we had some problems with Blog Talk, and they had to do a live on Instagram, but it was really very cool. So the shows, other than ours, are Monday nights. It's Bridging the Gap Between Science and Spirituality, and that is with Catherine Peoples, and I think, I can't remember, she may have other people as co-hosts, but Catherine was the creator of that show. And then we've got We Are One with Mary Hernandez, and that's on Tuesday nights. I think it's 7 o'clock. The Monday night show, I believe, starts at 9 EST, Eastern Standard Time. And then Wednesday night is Angel Answers. And that is, they've got a whole jolly crew there. There's Jandrick Bucky, DC Love, Liz Vister, Mary Hernandez. I think Catherine Peoples is on it. Who am I missing? I feel like I'm leaving someone out. But
Is Jan on that one? Is Jan?
I mentioned Jan. But yeah. Anyway, if I've forgotten someone. What's that?
What show is Peg Jones on?
Peg Jones, thank you. Sorry, Peg. Oh, boy. You're right, Linda. It's Peg. Yeah. So that's a huge, beautiful team. And they all these different abilities come together to help read for you. And I think Shannon and Tina, Shannon Johnson and Tina Godin are going, they're talking about getting the Lighthouse back up, and that will be Thursday nights. So, we're almost getting a full roster again. We used to have a show every single day. But, you know, things ebb and flow. The energy ebbs and flows. Like today, I couldn't believe, but I was really glad people called in, and we'll just try to, I guess, advertise a little better. Oh, dear, you know. I don't want to, like, put it out there so that we get this wide audience. I just want, like, 90 people who give a shit. Excuse my French. Yeah. You know what I mean? But want to, yeah. But I don't know. We'll find our way. We always do. And that's great. So, Bob, grateful to see you. And listen, we're sending you lots of love and energy, Bob. And let us know. You know, you can get in touch with us outside of the show. You know, you have the address to write to us. So let us know how it's going. And if there's anything we can do to help you, let us know. Does anybody want to add? We've got about 20 minutes left. If anyone wants to talk about anything, or
I'd like you guys to send some healing thoughts out to a friend of mine that her son just relapsed with cancer. The last time he relapsed, he was 7, and now he's 14.
Oh.
So we're just trying to pour the energy out there to JP.
Okay.
And to get him well. Yeah. He's a darling kid, and he's very strong, and this is his third time being back. So
should
just go away. Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely ask for healing for JP.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. Yeah. Wow.
I'm getting a message, and I'm trying to figure out if it's for JP or someone else, about a teenage boy and wearing mullets again. Remember mullets?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He has a mullet.
Does he?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Well, then that's what it was. It was just like, okay, you know who he is now. Send the healing.
That's fabulous.
And so does Cooper, by the way. All these kids in Utah are growing the mullets back.
Hockey player.
My husband is going berserk over it. He's like, why do we have to have mullets?
Probably because it pisses off the old guys.
Exactly. That's what I told them. Because you hate it. That's why.
It's always about hair, and, like, who cares? It's just hair, you know? Focus on character building or something, you know? It's but I guess, you know, Sonic the Hedgehog. Oh, has a mullet? That's what Elizabeth says.
No, that's why they're all back into Sonic. They're all into Sonic. And Cooper's really into Sonic. Yeah.
Who knew, right? Have to. Is Sonic like a kind of superhero hedgehog or something? I have to check this out.
Yeah, he's a cartoon. He's a superhero cartoon for the kids around Cooper's age, 7 to
probably 12-year-old kids.
Two hedgehogs in the same show because the echidna came in for.
I know.
Who was that? Yeah. Yeah. Well, there you go. Okay, kids. Well, I guess it's time to wrap up. And thank you for all you guys that dropped into the chat room. That was really fun. We'll have to put out more tequila and donuts next week. Before we go, which piece of music of yours have we not played?
There's two of them. We can play both if you want, if we have time. Artist Introduction and Break Song.
Okay. There we are. I've got it. Okay, so we'll just go around quickly. And how can you people find all of you? Like, where are you hiding? And if you want to be found, how do they reach you? Jessica, how can people find you?
Yes, you can find me on Facebook, on the Sacred Embers website and the Sacred Embers group. We also have a private group called Jaden's Way Speaks from Heaven, where I talk a lot about our experiences and my experience with my son from Spirit. And you can find us under Jessica Marie Tatro. And, yeah, thank you.
Cool. Tony?
Yeah. So you can find me on the Sacred Embers group and email address and on Facebook and Enter the Light. And then I also am on all social media, Tony KJ or Tony Jorgensen.
Nice. Linda?
Yes, I'm on living.ai. I have to email myself, but I help others that have emails as well that have problems. So I'm a tech support there. Also, you can find me on YouTube, Linda Irwin channel. I'm the yellow smiley face with the headphones. You can find me on Spreaker, Spreaker, under Linda Irwin channel, same avatar. You can find me on the Sacred Embers website as well. You could click any of the names in the description of the show to get to our pages. And that's basically about it.
Excellent. I'm Lynn Bleasdale. You can find me at lbleasdale.wixsite.com/Lynn. The whole gang is on sacredembersshow.wixsite.com/love. And I'm going to play two of Linda's songs. The first one will be called Break Song, and the second one is Dance Introduction. And you're going to hear sounds from the other worlds in this music. So love and light to everyone. Thanks for the listeners. Thanks for the callers. Thanks for this wonderful team. I love you guys. We'll catch you next week.